for we knew that the stars on our banner.
When the Civil War ended in 1865, thousands of men who had fought on both sides headed west, and many settled near Puget Sound. Now, a Bothell man has devoted himself to discovering and telling the stories of the former Civil War soldiers who were laid to rest in local cemeteries. And our resident historian, Felix Bunnell, got a preview of a free tour taking place on Capitol Hill tomorrow. Felix is brought to you by Lake Washington Windows and Doors. Good morning, Felix.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Have you ever been to the Grand Army of the Republic Cemetery on Capitol Hill?
I have not.
Yeah, it's right across the street, just to the north from that giant Lakeview Cemetery, a much more famous place where Bruce Lee and other people are buried, on the north part of the hill. Now, it dates to the 1880s. There's about 500 Union veterans of the Civil War buried there. It's been a city park for almost 100 years, but it's also been something of an orphan at times. For the past few decades, a group of neighbors has tended the grounds and worked with the Seattle Parks Department as an official friends group to raise money and to keep an eye on the place. There's one neighbor who raises and lowers the flag every day. Anyway, it's one of the most distinctive places in the city in terms of the setting and the history, and just the look and the feel, really, too. So tomorrow night, there's a local historian named Richard Heisler who's going to lead a free guided tour. He's a professional artist for his day job and a very successful one, but he spent the past 2 years doing deep research on each of the veterans buried on Capitol Hill. Now, the stories that are hidden there make that tiny patch of land pretty incredible.
And one thing that's distinct about this place and makes it special, and I think it's only comparable to the Ording Soldiers Home Cemetery or maybe the Veterans Cemetery in California where the Soldiers Home was, is the diversity. Because if you have cemeteries with more Civil War veterans, there's 500 or so here in Chicago or Cleveland or Pittsburgh, but they're going to be mostly guys from Illinois or mostly guys from Pennsylvania. Here, it's an insanely diverse grab bag. There's somebody from every single state, every single battle, every campaign of the war, every branch of service, heavy artillery, cavalry, navy, marines, infantry, light infantry, mounted infantry. It's all here.
Wow.
You know, and that's because Seattle was a magnet for people in the 19th century from all over the country, right? People were coming here, and it was a relatively new community settled by people from elsewhere. Now, I got a preview of the tour with Richard Heisler a few days ago, and pretty much everywhere you turn, there's an interesting story. You literally will trip over the headstones if you're not careful. Now, the wealthy veterans are in places like Lakeview across the street, but the GAR Cemetery, the Grand Army of the Republic, which is sort of a veterans group, has its notable people too, like Tip Winchell.
Among the people of Seattle at the time, there's a guy named Topping Winchell. Tip Winchell was his nickname. He was a bailiff for the Seattle Police Court. And pre-TV and pre-radio, the stories of the happenings of the police court were tremendous entertainment in the newspaper. So it was like a daily column, week, you know, a big deal. And Tip was apparently an enormous personality. Super bigger, like just bigger than life guy. And when he passed away, it was kind of a big deal. That was the biggest funeral to ever take place in here because he was kind of a beloved figure for the people of Seattle.
Yeah, and there's not much in the way of any photos of any funerals that ever took place there. And most of the things that happened were pretty small time, but this Tip Winchell funeral was huge, hundreds of people.
Wow.
Now, Richard Heisler does have a bit of a personal connection to one of the soldiers buried at the GAR Cemetery. His third great-grandfather was in the 97th New York Infantry, and so was a guy named Justice Rockwell. They were both wounded at Fredericksburg in 1862, within maybe 100 yards of each other. Both went to the same hospital. Now, it turns out that Justice Rockwell, whose grave is there on Capitol Hill and has been there for more than 100 years, was a pretty famous songwriter. He actually wrote that music we heard a few minutes ago.
He wrote a super, super famous song of the Civil War called Sherman's March to the Sea. He was a musician before the war. So he has a really captivating story about how that song was written in Columbia, South Carolina, in the prison pen on Christmas Day of 1864 when they got the news that Sherman had reached Augusta from marching, you know, the march to the sea had concluded. They had no idea in this prison. And one of the black men who was working as a baker to make bread for the prisoners who were pretty much starving as it was, he wrote it on a piece of paper and he folded it up. They said less than the size of a thimble, put it in the loaf of bread, sent the loaf of bread into the prison. They got the news. The place went crazy. He, as a musician, wrote this song. Another musician wrote, or he was more of a poet, I guess, wrote the lyrics to the song. They performed it for the first time Christmas morning, 1864.
Yeah, and if that wasn't enough of a story, they also smuggled the sheet music out of the prison in a fellow prisoner's hollow artificial leg.
No.
And the song was published and sold millions of copies, but Justice Rockwell didn't see a penny of it because he was in prison.
Mm.
So Richard Heiser's been doing tons of research about the Union soldiers buried there. We also had Confederates in Seattle as well. Heiser says that the relationship between the two groups of veterans, Confederates and Union soldiers, was different here in the Northwest than it would have been back in, say, Tennessee or Virginia. The Northwest was more recently settled, so there was just a different dynamic.
The general consensus was, like, we're not going to fight the war anymore. And you really see it in the Spanish-American War and World War I. They're all vocal. The Confederates in particular in Seattle are super vocal about, we're fighting under one flag now. Our sons and grandsons are fighting under the Stars and Stripes, and the Confederacy is, it is what it is. We still believe we were right, but that's in the past. The Seattle Confederates really, really hold to that idea.
So this tour is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on Capitol Hill. We have all the information at mynorthwest.com. Richard Heiser is one of these guys who I love to meet, who's just deeply passionate about a topic. He goes, spends us all the research, finds all these incredible stories, and then I'm able to share them on the radio like this. And so It's a great chance to get out. It's outdoors. You know, you can be socially distanced. It's a perfect thing to do in the late stages of a pandemic, to visit a cemetery where there's just all these great hidden stories.
Felix, I'm blown away. This is fascinating. It was right under my nose. I used to live blocks from there and didn't even know that the cemetery existed.
Yeah, they don't do a lot to promote it because it's a city park. Most veterans are buried in federal facilities or facilities that have some kind of a mandate and have sort of a money to support them into the future. This thing is dependent on the goodwill of those neighbors and the Seattle Parks Department keeping an eye on it. And it's just hundreds and hundreds of people with hundreds and hundreds of fascinating stories.
Yeah, that's incredible. Again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Grand Army of the Republic Cemetery.
It's all free and no pre-registration required. Just be nice if you park somewhere. Don't park in front of someone's driveway.
Perfect.